Your children would come and tell you when they lost their virginity.
That's true. Oh my gosh.
Can they hear the fact that I'm blushing?
That's the Muppet Baby.
May the force be with you.
Because when I die, it's going to piss me off.
Oh, picturing my two-year-old, the freedom to get all red-faced in the middle of the living room and just launch some ass candy into his diaper.
I never want to eat candy again.
Shut your face!
It's like, just like, why are you such an ass?
But it, deep down, I'm like, I'm always surprised that people listen.
And now look at us. We're doing an iPod in the dining room.
Saucy.
Boo.
Oh, saucy.
Am I not on?
Yeah, you're on.
Oh, saucy.
Oh, were you not on?
I don't know. Oh. Well, there, I hear me now. Maybe okay. I was peeking out the...
Oh, saucy.
Yeah. Let's say that again.
Okay.
Oh, saucy.
No, you're okay.
Oh, saucy.
Bring it, hit it with all your... Oh, that's creeping
me
out.
Yeah, I get ready. Here comes some more.
Saucy.
That's better. See, what happened was you got a little orgasmic on the other one, and that makes me feel uncomfortable.
Good. Should we go back and take it again?
We can.
No, we don't have to.
Come on. It'll be fun.
Saucy.
Stopping.
You're supposed to stop.
Oh,
you stop it. Stop it. No. That was very close. Welcome to episode 216 of the Second Funniest Podcast. That is year 2, episode 16. Jacob here on the cans, listening. No microphone. But he is listening like a program director. He is now playing with the headphones. Some
he's
would
about
say,
to break them.
Yeah, some would say destroy. Yeah. Some would, meanwhile, mother, just standing by watching it happen.
Judging us. She said a moment ago, Chris, to our one viewer listening, people had nothing better to do than to sit in front of a computer tonight and listen to us talk. So we appreciate you being there, Chris Goodrum.
You know what? I'm willing to bet money that that's why I'm not more successful. I think it's that very reason right there. It's because of the support structure that I was going to say infrastructure, but I don't know if that's right.
Yeah, it's close.
Anyway, that's either here or there. We have a lot to talk about. Yes. You have a warrior that
Dash.
You became.
Yeah.
I threw somebody out of their apartment.
Well, let's take a poll on the
which one they want to hear first.
I'm going to put a poll up, and then we'll see what they want to hear.
Okay.
What story is first? We could either have
Warrior Dash,
throw out Tenant, Warrior Dash, or Natalie's Day, or Grab Bag.
We're gonna or we could go to the phones.
Go to the phones.
We're going to the phones. Somebody's calling the apartment. Can't turn the ringer off.
All right, the poll is up for all the viewers out there.
So in the meantime, we're just gonna kill time until. I have something else I could talk about.
How are you?
I'm fantastic. I would wish that my son wasn't about to disconnect everything
we're
trying to do.
You sat him there.
I did not.
Talk about how
I sat him there for dinner. Here's my beef. I had a beef that came up today. And
beef.
This guy, I went to Home Depot, as I do a lot now. I go to Lowe's, I go to Home Depot.
I thought it was Lowe's that you went to. We need to get sponsored by them.
I prefer Lowe's. He's messing with headphones.
Okay, good.
Bear with us.
Okay.
They can't hear it. But he's got to plug and unplug and plug and unplug.
That's good.
So anyway, I'm leaving
Update
the Lowe's.
On the poll. No one has voted.
Okay.
Keep going.
I'm leaving the Lowe's, and at Lowe's, this particular Lowe's, they have a gentleman whose job it is to stand there and wear a security guard's uniform and to check your receipt to make sure that you're not leaving.
They can't do that by law. They can't stop you by law and look at your receipt.
Oh, they can't.
They cannot. There is nothing that because they have no probable cause to search your bag. There is nothing. You can say no thanks, man, and keep walking. They cannot do a thing.
Okay.
About it.
Well, I thought it was an a-hole move on my part, but I usually just blow right past them.
See, no, it is. I mean, it's a courtesy to, and it helps because it helps them and it helps you if you need to return something. But there's nothing you can do.
Yeah,
I mean, they can't stop you.
Yeah, I always just blow right past them while they're checking somebody else's. I just move to the right because everybody starts to form a line as they're leaving.
Totally.
And everybody say goodbye to Jacob.
Goodbye, Jacob.
So.
All right, we're going to get 5 active activities from over here. Can I have something you would do in 5th grade?
Oh, you got me so good. I was like, what the hell is he talking about? So I usually just blow right past these jerks because I just think it's such a stupid waste of their money and their time. I have two issues with Home Depot. They have somebody when you're walking in the door to say, hello, welcome to Home Depot. Yeah. But if you ask that person where something is, they're like, I don't know, over there maybe. Or, you know, ask somebody in that area.
Complete waste of human space.
Then they have somebody who checks your stuff. Now, they have multiple aisles and everything. On this particular occasion, it was dead in Home Depot. I am literally 2 feet away from this asshole as I'm checking out, okay? Mm-hmm. He's watching me pay for my items, okay? I walk out. He stops me and says, do you have your receipt? And I said, well, it's in my pocket. He's like, I just need to see it real quick. And I go, okay. And I pull it out. For him to just not even check the item, he just looks at it, puts a check on it, and gives it back to me. Yep. I'm like, you are a mindless, brain dead, like a sea urchin
with a highlighter.
Yeah, I think it would be an insult to a monkey to call him that. Like, well, I think it's a robot or something. Like, yeah, sea urchin. I like it. Yeah. It's almost like he's a sea urchin, I want to say.
Wow. You know, I just said that, right?
I'm sorry. I'm trying to finish the story. Help me if you let me focus. Couldn't even hold on to that sentence. But anyway, so I'm just sitting there the whole time thinking, you just watched me pay for the crap, okay? How about this, Home Depot? How about instead of the jackass sitting at the exit, checking your receipts and pretending to be security, and the dipstick at the front of the door saying, hello, welcome to Home Depot, how about when I'm looking through the lighting fixtures, somebody just hanging out there so that when they're up on the fourth...
Is this Home Depot or Lowe's?
Home Depot.
See, Lowe's has that.
Yes, they have what Lowe's has is they have a button that you press, which I think is outstanding. They have a button that presses says, need help, and then you push that button, but
I think that's Staples.
No, that's what... No,
there's a... make it easy. I think you're...
Okay, there's multiple buttons then that we all have these, like, we're spinning plates. Okay, there's a button that's easy for Staples, and then there's a button that says need help in some of the aisles in Lowe's, but not enough, in my opinion, Lowe's, if you're listening, which
Jacob
I know you are.
Jacob also the word button.
He does, thank you. You're like a Google co-host. You just have everything.
Just no things.
Keywords, just spitting them out.
I give you fodder. Yeah. I was hoping you would tell the story of why Jacob knows the word button, but maybe
you don't
remember.
Know
it, but go ahead.
All right, you'll tell that after this until we figure out what we're going to do.
I have it third hand. So.
Okay. So, anyway, he... that's what I'm saying. When I'm waiting there looking to try to get... This has happened to me three times. This is why I hate Home Depot so much, is that I wanted to get a bathroom sink one time, or kitchen sink. I couldn't find anybody. I couldn't find anybody. I couldn't find anybody.
Normal.
And then I wanted to get...
everything but the kitchen sink.
Come on! So I go and I wanted this light fixture that was up on like the fourth shelf above. Like there was
netting
involved.
I love that you keep pointing to it like it's here. No one can see it.
I see it. I see it in my mind's eye. So I'm like, I'm just waiting, and I have stuff that I need to do. But then when I leave, after literally dropping $1,200 in a day at Home Depot,
they don't care. They don't care. They don't see the people that you're complaining about. Don't see a penny of that $1,200.
Hold on. I don't see a penny of the money that comes through this apartment building. But that doesn't mean I take pride in the work I do here.
Yeah. Two words here that
or
separate you from them.
Huh?
Two words separate you from them.
Okay.
Work ethic.
Yes. Yes. But here's also the thing, though. There's somebody in some corporate office that says, you know what we need? You know what will help us from getting shoplifted on? If we have somebody like a security guard posted at the exit to refer receipts to everybody, he'll catch all the shoplifters. Yeah. Okay. But this is also from some guy who probably grew up in some kind of gated community who has no idea what it's like to have anything stolen from him in any way, shape, or form. So he's like, I know what I'll do. Criminals are stupid. No, you know what they are? Criminals, in my opinion, are born out of necessity, okay? Yeah, yeah. These people steal things from Home Depot because they have low-paying construction jobs, or they're illegal immigrants that if they could get these supplies and then work as a day laborer and they have the stuff there, they stand to make some money off of it that they could feed the 18 people living in their studio apartment somewhere in North Hollywood. That's the reality of the situation. So you get this idiot with a tie, probably somewhere in North Carolina, who's saying, we need security guards to post, and then some marketing jackass who's like, you know what, customers service is all about. It's that first impression when people walk into the door. Because you know what? Let me tell you something, Home Depot. Your customers are not the same people that are going to Bed Bath & Beyond, jackasses. Your customers are working guys who wear flannel shirts and Caterpillar boots and jeans that have paint stains in them and mud. And they don't care about somebody coming up and saying, hi, how are you today? And even if you are, even if you want to, well, sometimes some moms will come in or grandmas will come in and buy some pretty flowers. Even if you want to talk about those people, that's still probably 7% of the people walking through there. Because you know what? The difference between Lowe's and Home Depot, I've learned, is Home Depot is based on, like, it's if you're a builder, that's where you go. That's your kind of like commercialized hardware store because you have to know where everything is. You have to know what you want. You have to go in there and get it. But if you're a guy who's like me who maybe has an idea but maybe needs some help or something like that, Home Depot is not your place, or at least the Home Depot in North Hollywood isn't. I don't know. Maybe your Home Depot in your neck of the woods is much better than this shithole of a place that I hate. Oh, my God. It just drives me nuts.
3 minutes, 45 seconds.
Really?
Well done.
And 3.5 minutes on Home Depot?
Nope, just that last breath.
Oh, really? Well, oh, you got me on both accounts. I was like, dude, 3 minutes and not breathing? I couldn't do that underwater, but I could do it talking. I wonder what that means about
that
me.
Works. No, you just have to talk underwater.
It's weird because you're expelling oxygen.
Yeah, let's go try that. The baby's taking a bath. Well, the message is then don't go to Home Depot. Is that it?
I like this idea of you buttoning everything. Like, yeah, just saying, okay.
Good. We'll get a transition. Hey, so you're, Justin, you see the chat screen that our viewers see.
Yes.
Where is the word poll on that screen? How do people take a poll? You can describe it to the hundreds of viewers we have right now.
Oh, at the very top of the little screen, like mm-hmm. you look at the white very top, in very small letters, it says poll.
Got it.
And then you click on poll, and then you can decide something. This is the podcast goes out to so many people, but right now it's literally Chris watching it on
your
stream.
No, there's two people.
Oh, there is?
Chris,
oh, okay.
And another viewer.
And that's
and
me.
You.
Oh, and me.
There's three.
Okay.
But see, this is now the show. So
yeah.
Anybody.
Yeah. Like, if you don't like it, you're saying, hey, I would have pulled something different. Well, then get your fat ass out of your job and show up at 7:30 at night.
Yeah, exactly. And we used to have other guests. Now we have you, the listener.
Yes.
We went communist.
Yeah.
We used to be elitist.
We're all equal here. You could call in at any time, and
yeah,
we have
take,
to answer.
Random people we don't even know.
Yeah, Monster Egg Roll.
I'm going to call right now. I'm going to leave and call this podcast.
That wouldn't be random people we don't know, but I understand your
random.
Point.
You know, that cookie was good, but I'm really sick.
What?
Okay.
Your cookie.
Results are in for the podcast, or for the vote.
Uh-huh.
We have for Throw Out a Tenant, 1 vote. Uh-huh. Warrior-0 votes. Natalie's Day, 0 votes.
Uh-huh.
Grab Bag, 0 votes.
Okay,
so
brrr, let's go to commercial to find out who's going home. So here's what happened.
Did you vote or was that somebody else that voted?
That was somebody else.
Okay,
I did not
good.
Vote. I did. Brrr, I cannot participate in the poll.
You
because
can't?
I work for the people.
Oh, that's very work ethic of you.
Thank you. So this job that I have, I only think it's an interesting story because it's never... I've never done this. I've never experienced any level of this. And it kind of brings me back to Home Depot. I don't know if this is common throughout the country, but in Los Angeles in particular, there are probably anywhere from 15 to 20, sometimes more, depending on the day and what has already happened to them. I would say day laborers. Some might say that they're illegal immigrants. I don't necessarily think that's true. But they are day laborers that go out there, you can pick up, and then you negotiate a deal of how much you're going to pay them and what kind of work. They also hang out at U-Hauls down here in Southern California. Well, the job that I've taken over...
They do hang out at U-Haul, which is weird, yeah.
Well, not weird. I mean, that's a great place to make money. You go and you help somebody move their stuff onto a truck and make some money here or there. So, anyway... I was given the task of throwing the old manager of this apartment building
out. So you're going to tell this story for real?
Yeah.
You ain't pulling any punches?
No.
All right,
I don't
go.
Care. Like,
I don't either. You know, he listens.
Who cares? Because here's what happened. I, you know how we talk? I think we talked about it, not on the show, but we talked about it off air, that I've recently kind of had this, I don't know if it's breakthrough is the right term, but a change of heart in that I used to just take and take and take it and take it and take it. And now I've hit a point where I do have a wall. And when I've hit that wall, then I'm more willing to tell you to go fuck off. Is essentially.
How do you feel about that?
I feel great, to be honest. It's very liberating because what happened was the owner, who I love to pieces, gave me this directive to say, okay, he said he could be out by today because then we could start painting. We have somebody ready to move into his unit, yada, yada, yada. So do whatever it takes. Help him get out of there. Do whatever it takes. He's got to be out of there tonight, okay? So this piece of shit of a human being loves to drag his feet and make excuses all the time. He's just all that. That's all he does. I just I'm gonna try to do this and So then he said, so we go. We're gonna have the painters that work for the owner. They're gonna help him with him and his two guys that work for him. And then I'm supposed to go get a truck and some day laborers, right? Well,
and was this part of the deal that you would pay for people to move him out, or
part of what deal?
The
deal that she had with him.
Yeah.
Yes. She said, if you get out of there today, so the painters can start on Saturday, then I will, I'll get you help and I'll pay for it and we'll get you a truck and everything, because she just wanted him out. And
how do you get that? Like, how do you get that not just evict the guy?
Because how do you get that? By being a lazy piece of shit human being. Like, that's the problem that I have, is that somebody who works hard and stuff like that, it's something that is almost a downfall of being motivated and just wanting to get stuff done, is that the people who are lazy and unmotivated, you have to drag along with you, and they end up costing people money. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not attacking her for what she had to do, but it behooves her to get him out of there and to be able to get somebody who's paying rent in there. So therefore, she's like, I'll just, get him out. Do whatever it takes to get him out, you know? So I go down to the U-Haul, and I pick up a truck.
Yeah.
And then I negotiate with these two guys who I can't remember what I originally negotiated, but basically they counter offered and worked it out to where
it was like you're in India. That's great.
It worked out. That's what I thought of when I was with you, where I didn't even do the math, but I was like, whatever it takes, I need these guys. You know, and so for $60, I got them for 4 hours, which works out to be $15 an hour. So we take them back, and here's the thing that cracks me up, is that one would assume, and this is, I'm fully admitting that I'm being ignorant here, because one would assume that these guys would try to, because they're being paid in cash up front, there's like a, you know what I mean, that they would just kind of take their time, and then if they don't get done by the deadline, then they get to negotiate for more money. Right. That's what one would assume. Yeah. Complete opposite.
They work hard.
They work beyond hard. They work smart. They work fast. Because
when they're done with you, they can go back and get another job today.
I don't even think that's it.
Really?
I think it's something that is, there's something to be, like what we talked about, the work ethic thing, is that there's a pride in what they do, even though, you know, I think stupid white people consider it menial. They do. Here's the thing. I came and I hired them and agreed to the terms. I was by no means their boss. I handed them off to the painter who was in charge, because at first I also made the very ignorant assumption that they didn't speak English, which was not true. They spoke perfect English. So he ran it, because I wasn't supposed to help him move, because I'm not getting paid. I'm the only guy who was there not on the clock. Right. I was just going to drive the truck because it was in my name, blah, blah, blah. And these guys were carrying bookshelves by themselves and being unbelievably courteous about the walls, not scratching anything, not messing up the furniture. And Jackass was complaining about the way they were packing up his stuff because they were throwing it in boxes. And I'm just like, I find this very hard to believe. He's finding every excuse he can to slow us down. Okay. Right. These guys loaded up a truck, offloaded it, and then loaded it up again and offloaded it before 6 o'clock, and I picked them up at 2. So by the time I got them back to the U-Haul, where I had to return them to where I picked them up or whatever, it was about 6:30. So I gave them a little bit of money, a little extra money, because they literally busted their humps and they helped out a ton. So I'm like, here you go, guys. Thank you so much. And they're like, thank you. Shook my hand.
You mean gracias.
Oh, yeah. I did not say gracias. I should have. But here's the thing.
Did you say grazie? Maybe they were Italian.
I work with a lot of Mexican people now, and I feel like it's even more condescending for me to say gracias to them. I don't think that's true.
Unless you spoke Spanish. I would agree.
Yeah, well, I don't. Like, I, you know
point.
What I mean?
If
like,
you spoke Spanish,
like, if all I could say is gracias, biblioteca, then I should not be talking to
them. Thank you, library.
Yeah. Oh, library.
What do you think of that?
Liberal.
Rojo.
Rojo? Red.
All right.
Yeah.
Agua.
Water.
Good. Beans.
Ooh, that's a good one. Yeah. Frijoles. Boom! See what I did there? Nice. You in English. Yeah. I went Espanol.
Wait, you did?
Yeah.
Oh.
Frijoles is beans, bro. Negro frijoles, black beans.
I don't speak Spanish.
You got to go to a grocery store. You don't have to speak Spanish.
I always thought if I just hung out at like Food for Less long enough, I learned Spanish.
That's pretty much. Or go to U-Haul. You could pay these guys to probably teach you some stuff.
Do you know that they do time backwards if it's after 30 minutes? So like we say it's 7:45. They'd say it's 8 minus 15.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I didn't either.
Yeah. So anyway, so these guys bust their hump. We get the truck offloaded. And then here's what happens, though. At about 9:30, now the painters started working at about 9 or 8:45 that morning. They worked until 1. They took a lunch and came back at about 1:30 or something like that. Yeah. And we're waiting for him for a little bit. He finally goes up, and they're going. And it's 9:30 at night. We haven't stopped, but maybe for 30 minutes to take a dinner like break real quick, okay?
What'd you feed him?
I didn't feed them. They fed themselves.
Beans and rice.
Yeah, Negro frijoles. And Richa.
Man, how is that not my rapper name? You could be my little DJ Horchata.
This is when he starts trying to bail on the plan. Uh-huh. The plan was he's going to be out of there tonight. I can change the locks. The ex-manager of the shithole. So he starts saying, okay, listen, you guys are tired. And he goes, we could call it quits. I'll work through the night and get all this done. And I said, okay, here's the thing, dude. The deal was you were going to be out tonight.
Yeah.
And we're supposed to help you get out tonight. So why don't you? Oh, and this is the other thing is that I knew he was saying that there was fragile stuff upstairs that he didn't want them packing. Yeah. So what I was trying to talk him into doing is that he was going to take the whole squadron to go over and offload the truck. I said, how about this? How about you and me go offload the truck? I was going to leave the other guys there to pack up the stuff in the rest of the boxes that we had purchased for him and then put it down in the parking garage because there's like a storage area in the parking garage that he also had stuff in. And then it was insane. And
it's like he lived here.
Before you know, it's even beyond that.
He owned the place.
He lived here like on like whey powder. I don't know what to do. Whey protein. What did I try to say? Anyway,
he lived here like a dietary supplement.
Yeah, he got buffed off of living here. Is what I'm saying. He overlived here. Like
he was more human than a human.
Yeah. If you saw the state of that apartment from him living here for 4 years, you'd be like, well, somebody's been here for somebody just signed off of Skype that is a friend of mine or signed on. Then you would be like, oh, well, somebody's been living here for 10 years or more. Yeah. You know what I mean? There's so much happening. So I'm going to tell the chronological part of the story. Then I'm going to give my opinion.
Really? I thought we were near the end. Wow.
No, we're probably 3/4 though.
Okay.
Are we doing okay?
Yeah, no, you're fine. Fine. I sense the ending and you're acting this is the beginning of the story.
That's what I do. I take a 5-minute story and I make it into an hour.
Then there was this bird cage.
Yeah. Well, how about this? I'll go offload the truck and we let the guys, that way I can get them out. I can change the locks. I go get your stuff. Whenever we're all done, he's like, no, I don't want to touch my stuff, la da 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 da. And we technically can't do that. You know, legally, we can't force him out of the technically because we didn't serve him enough notice, blah, blah, blah. So, anyway, it turns into now we're all going to help him offload. Then he does this thing where he wants us just to set the stuff in his driveway, which is great because it makes it faster for us to offload. But then I'm sitting here thinking, okay, dude, if you say, because he said the stuff on the front end of the truck has to go into the house first. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, if you're going to have us offload all this crap on the driveway, put the stuff on the front end into the house, and then have us take the stuff in the driveway and put it in the house, I'm about to tell you to fuck off real quick, okay?
Did you say that to him?
No. Because here's the thing. This is still old Justin in that everything's happening in my mind because I have two people that live in my head at all times. There's my father as a voice and my mother. My mother's the super nice, sweet one. My dad's the major asshole. Mm. So I'm sitting there and I'm ready. I'm like, just give me a reason to come unglued on you, right?
Bring out dad.
So, yeah. So then at 9:30 at night,
In a Nightmare Before Christmas, the mayor has two faces and he's happy and sad.
Yeah, and it keeps flipping.
That's you.
That's what I'm doing.
One side's your mom, and the other side is the Sasquatch.
Yes.
I mean, your dad.
Oh. So at 9:30, we've just got the second truck load that we need to offload, and he starts doing this, thing of, okay. And I said, okay, call her. And he calls the owner, and she doesn't answer. So then he calls her house, and then one of her kids says she's out. So I immediately get angry, thinking that she's out having a good old time while I'm stuck dealing with this, bullshit. Turns out something was wrong with her phone, and a long story short, yada, yada, yada. Yeah. The next morning, I mistakenly went off on her and screamed at her, which I shouldn't have. That was way out of line.
You screamed at your...
My boss.
Wow. You guys have a good working relationship.
We do. She's a great lady.
Really good work ethic.
A lot of people.
From under there, I thought that one was going to slide right under the door.
Nope, I got it all. So the he says, yeah, I'm going to work through the night. I'll get it all out of here. Yeah. I said, okay, Jesus, to the painter. I said, what time do you need to start the next day? He says, 9 a.m. I said, okay, Jordan, we're going to start on the first floor, taking the ceiling down at 9 a.m. Okay? And he goes, okay. He goes, yeah, it'll all be out, though. All the stuff will be out.
What is happening?
That's the dryer.
The dryer.
Oh, that was... Oh.
That was really scary.
We just heard a rumble that you could probably barely hear that sounded like the roof just collapsed on my family upstairs. That's what just went through my stupid tired brain. I was like, oh, it's over.
They're okay.
I'm here.
It's over.
Like, I'm jacking around.
Well, you would have finished the podcast, right?
Oh, no. Yeah. Well, I mean, they're done. There's no way. What am I going to do? I'm going to go up there and do the dramatic hit the knees and no!
As long as I can bring my camera. It could have been a YouTube hit.
Oh, man loses a kid, then maybe we can have some success on the internet.
They fine. Man, finally, yeah.
So then he starts, you know, doing this thing. He goes, yeah, I'm going to work through the night. I said, okay, by 9 a.m., then you got to have everything out. We're going to start on the ceiling. And then he goes, okay. But if for whatever reason I fall asleep and I go, okay, I'm going to stop you there. Mm. I said, there's no way for me to say this without sounding like a dick. So I'm just going to say it. If your shit isn't out of here by 9 in the morning, we're starting on the first floor.
Mm, good.
End of story.
Right.
He's like, okay.
Yeah.
Cut to 8:05 in the morning.
I love that he's just ready to build in an excuse into it.
He's already starting. He's why he's a, here's the, and so I'll put this in here now.
Yep.
This is why, in my opinion, he's a piece of shit human being, because he did nothing but make excuses to these people that have been living here and paying rent, making excuses to the owner, and she didn't know how much money he actually cost her by fucking around the whole time and not doing his job. And I have a real hard time with somebody who can live in someplace rent-free with the expectation that you not even have to fix the stuff yourself, you just have to get it fixed. That's it. And you're just going to live there rent-free, sucking off of somebody without doing a damn thing?
Yeah.
Are you fucking kidding me? And so it's like all of that is just this visceral anger is just in me, and I just want to lash at him, but the whole time I'm being calm.
Mom face.
I'm all over the mom face, you know? So then next morning, 8:05, I have to clear out a closet, and I didn't want to be in there while he was in there because I was getting angry at him, and I went and took a shower. I hung out. He shut that. We quit at about 11 o'clock that night.
Yeah.
He shut down at 12:15.
So he worked through the night.
Working through the night was until an hour after we quit, and then lights were out. Now, that's when I saw the lights out. I don't know if he left before then.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
So then I wake up, I go, well, he must be done with the first floor, which is fine. That's all we needed him to be done with was the first floor. So I get up at 8:05. He's still there trying to get stuff out.
So he spent the night there.
And I have to clean his trash up. Because now he's left trash, stuff that he's not moving, but just trash. And so here's the thing. The carpet is destroyed. He claims that the carpet wasn't replaced when they moved in there 4 years ago. I don't care. There is at least a quarter of an inch of cat hair next to the railings on the stairwell and just dirt and filth where there isn't human footprints. That doesn't happen from a previous tenant, jackass. That happens from 4 years of living like you're a fucking bum and not vacuuming the floor, okay? That happens because your wife is a piece of shit as well, and you can't leave her with your 2-year-old kid because she can't evidently be a mom, and you got to go do all this crap. That's why that happens, asshole. Not because the carpet was replaced when we moved in. You know what? The other thing that cracks me up is all he would have had to do is pick up the phone and tell the owner, hey, I need new carpet in my place. You would have been like, great, move your shit. We'll come in, have a guy do it, and it would be over. Like, he could put his stuff on the bottom floor, up on the top, put new carpet in, take it all off the top floor, and then put new carpet in. You could even pay somebody to move all that crap for you. You know what I mean? I'm sorry. I just checked in the chat room. And I just saw, oh, no, you didn't. Is that what I sound like? Do I sound like a black woman?
No, you're good. Everybody loves you.
So anyway... So then he goes, now there's a plane like flying by.
What is happening?
We're in a war zone all
One
of a sudden.
Podcast. And
maybe it's him. So anyway, I come back. This is where I blow up at the owner inappropriately, and I'm screaming at her because I'm angry. She calms me down and says, listen, you don't have to clean up his trash. Just let me know, and I'll send somebody. Somebody's going to come and clean it up. Stop. That's not what I wanted.
Right.
I'm sorry. That wasn't the expectation for you. I was like, oh, okay, great. So I mellow out. I have to go to Home near Home Depot to meet the flooring guy whose office, like his store or whatever, is right across the way, so we can plan how we're going to refloor the whole place. This is the other thing. All of the tile. He has brand new tile that she had left over from what she did in her house. It's really this nice, like, stone-looking tile that's very expensive.
Sounds nice.
It's just stained with crap. There's food, and the whole place just stinks of cat piss. There's like an under-the-stairwell closet that he's ripped up the carpet and the pad, and there's a cat piss stain in there. When I was trying to...
cat under there?
You know, it was when you open that door, it's like a cat is pissing on your nose. That's how bad it smelled. And this was the other thing. I should have known better in that when I was looking at the door, he cut a little kitty door in it. And I'm like, well, the other people don't own a cat, so now I got to replace that fucking door. Way to go, jackass. So I'm trying to measure the door. He freaks out and jumps off the phone. He's like, what's going on? Is everything okay? And I was like, yeah, we just need to measure. He's like, well, don't open that. The cat was in there. I haven't had a chance to clean it up.
It's
just going to stink, you know? And so I was like, oh, okay. But then, so it's just stained and there's filth just fucking everywhere. One of the toilets is broken and he never fixed it. And there's just filth, like the toilets had never been cleaned. Like it was just, there are hair clippings around the toilet. Like it's just disgusting. And you know what drives me nuts about this is that this is a really nice building. This is not a nice place where people can come and live.
The little sign outside says beautiful and really handy. Exactly. Pretty righty. Oh, wait, that's Natalie.
That's Natalie's. But it is. I mean, it's a nice building with a beautiful courtyard. The owner cares about the tenants, wants to keep them here, puts nice things in if that's what they want. You know, like, and that's what frustrates me is that not only is this guy living here for free and not doing his job, but he's also destroying the place on top of all of this. She gave him like an $800 dishwasher to put in his unit. It's screwed. I can't even use it anymore. And then he has the audacity to say that when the guys were going to help him move, put in the countertops, because we had to put in new granite countertops for the people that were moving in, he said, make sure you tell those guys to be careful of my fridge. I don't want them scratching my fridge. I'm like, I don't want to scratch your fucking colon with my toenail when I shove my foot up your ass, you piece of shit. Like, it's driving me up a goddamn wall. So then this is the next morning. I've had my yell at her. I go to Home Depot and I'm just fuming. I talk to the guy. The guy's super cool. And then he comes back and this motherfucker has this condescending, because she called him after I yelled at her. And what she had said to him was, listen, you got to get out of there. You got to get out of there fast. She's like, Justin is going to quit. You know, which wasn't true, but she's like, he's going to quit. He doesn't want to look at you. He doesn't want to see your face. Okay. So just stay away from him and get your shit out of there fast. Nice. Okay. And so
you're playing good cop, bad cop.
Yeah.
Nice.
And earlier I had also volunteered the truck because while I was angry, I didn't know what else to say. And I just wanted him out of there. I said, well, I have the truck until 2 o'clock still. So if you want to use that. And then as soon as it came out of my mouth, I was like, I wish I hadn't said it. So we're cleaning up all this filth and he's pointing around at what's trash. This is trash. Oh, I'm so angry. So as I'm coming up the stairs, he points at me with this condescending fucking finger and goes, we need to talk. And I go, no, we don't.
Yeah.
And he goes, no, yeah, I need to explain myself. I go, you don't need to explain anything. What you need to do is get your shit out of the apartment and get it out now. Okay.
He wanted to justify himself.
Yeah. And he's
to
like,
the Justin.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is not fine.
He's like,
Justin,
no,
fine.
We need to clear the air. We don't need to clear the air. Okay. He was like, no, I feel like you need to hear my story. I go, no, no, I don't. Okay. Ooh, that was close. Here's what I'm going to do.
You're going to need to go back and cut that out.
No, I'm not. Fuck him.
Yeah, that old guy. I almost said his name, but I didn't know it.
So he goes,
George Lopez,
we need to clear the air. And I said, I go, no, we don't. I go, you need to get your shit out of there. And that's all that you need to do. I got the truck out front, get your shit in it. And then I'll drive it over. We'll offload it. And then I'm done. And he's like, no, I want to explain. I go, no, explain. I don't want to hear it. And he goes, I go, honestly, I'm trying really hard to not be an asshole to you right now. So the only way to do that is for me to not fucking talk to you and not to look at you. Get the fuck out and get it done now.
This is
okay?
Kind of surreal.
This is out in the courtyard, by the way, in the middle of the apartment.
And your other tenants are looking and they start cheering, yeah!
You know what's funny is later on that same day, I found out that was exactly the truth. Is that
really?
More than one person hear me screaming at him. And when I said, they told me, like, when you told him to get the fuck out, we were in the apartment going, yeah! Because think about it. Yeah, I mean,
I can think about it.
If that's his apartment and that's how he chooses to live, imagine what these other people have had to deal with.
Because
that's his job. His job is, even if he's not doing it himself, is to fix the shit when he can't, is to call somebody to do it. And it's not getting done. The whole reason this job started off as something really cool and nice and turned into a fucking, like, just nightmare for my wife and I for the past month is because this asshole doesn't do shit.
Yeah. And I've gone around and broke stuff.
Oh, you mother. So that was the moment that I had. And I remember, and he goes, no, no. And he started to try and follow me in my house. And I slammed the door in his face and I locked the door. And Natalie was changing Jacob. She's like, what's going on? I go, I'm fucking done. That's all. Like, and as soon as I got in my house and I saw my wife and my kid, everything was just super cool. Because that's honestly, like, this is where it's going to sound really stupid and cliche. And, but it's the truth is that the reason I got up on this high horse and just went crazy on this guy, because here's the thing, deep down inside there's a part of me that still thinks that what I did is wrong, and that's my mom's influence. My mom is the kind of person who will take it and take it and take, no matter how many times people shit all over her, she'll just take it until she gets tired and hits her limit, and then she blows up. This time it wasn't like, yes, there was that kind of bursting sensation, but what it did was I had the feeling of getting angry at somebody. And still, even though I cussed at him and everything, but I got to communicate that I don't care what you think of me. I don't need you to like me. I don't care if I fucking see you again. Mm. Get the fuck out of my life, because you are a piece of shit. I don't need a piece of shit in my life. It's not my job to take care of you and boost your fucking ego. You are a scumbag, a literal scumbag, and I don't want you around. And I know that you don't know this guy, and that for those of you listening to this are like, whoa, easy. I don't know. Maybe you're thinking I'm a big a-hole, but honestly, like, how can you be a good person when you can exploit people that bad and take advantage of people? He's taking advantage of probably an almost 60-year-old man who's have to help him move because he works for a lady who pays him and is taken care of. They have a 16-year relationship. And this guy who is the painter here at this building, freaking salt of the earth. I've never, like, he works hard. He loves his family. He loves the guys that work for him. He takes good care of them. Like the other day, they were painting in his unit, and he still had the stove hooked up, you know? And his wife made like I can't remember. It was like a beef and corn like mixture or something like that.
Beef, corn.
Yeah. That
was it corn beef? Because that's a thing.
They're Irish Mexican. Okay. Did I not make that clear? And he had a little pot, and they were and it smelled delicious, but I had to change like angle stops. The water was off in the building, so I didn't get a chance to try it. But it's just cool. The guy's just this nice, sweet little man who... And they're all eating the food that his wife made, and he's all happy and proud about it. And they play their, like, upstairs, the younger guys that work for him, they play, like, the hip-hop station. He's got his Mexican station downstairs where he's painting. And I don't know, like, honestly, like, the reason I'm changing all this is because I want to make it clear that for those of
that
you...
you're a nice guy.
Maybe, no, not necessarily that, but maybe who are hearing this for the first time, this show, like, say this is their first, that's what I'm thinking. Like, people who are hearing this
There's a few people. We have a few right now that are listening.
Heard the show before?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. And that's why I'm saying this is that it's not, I know that I'm an angry person at heart, deep down inside, but in this particular case, I was frustrated at him. And normally I don't express that frustration, but I want to also say that in this same environment, there is a man who is the antithesis to this piece of shit, who works hard no matter, like, he could have easily said, I'm a painter. I don't move people.
Yeah.
He's got a bum shoulder and he's carrying stuff and everything like that. And I'm cracking jokes with him and he's still laughing. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And just great. Like, here's the thing. If he wasn't such a man, I would hug this man. Like, I would grab him and I try.
Maybe he needs a little hug.
No, he doesn't. Okay. Not from me.
Okay.
You and I could hug. You know what I mean?
When was the last time we've hugged?
I don't know.
Probably last week.
I was going to say. I think every time we say goodbye, we hug. Or sometimes. Yeah. Here's the thing. I haven't been very affectionate towards you because I've been very tired when you come home.
I know.
You're usually coming in as I'm finishing up my day.
I know.
And you
try
finish
to
your
stay
day.
Low key. It's okay.
You're doing great. No, you're outstanding. Okay. I play with my kid a little bit. We always start this show late.
I misty-eyed watching it. It's beautiful.
That's my story. And for me, the reason I did it and the reason why it's so important to me and the reason I'm ranting and raving right now is because
you smell pretty.
I smell so good. I found this Lever 2000 soap that I really enjoy. It's called Aqua Rain, which I think is really weird because isn't rain water, but whatever.
But is it called Aqua
it
Rain?
Is. It's called Aqua Rain.
Yeah, in Spanish, it's... I wonder.
Not Aqua.
Oh, got it.
It's wet rain. I think.
Yeah.
or water rain.
Aqua.
Well, in their defense, if it's water rain, other things could rain. Like, you could make it rain at a strip club. That's what we learned from our brothers, our Negros, if you would, for Joles.
Oh. Let's go back. I've derailed you.
But my point was is that I recently, since Jacob was born, I started really, it's made me reflective in that I think I want to be a better man for my son. I want to be a real man. And it's funny to say that in this environment because I am. There's a lot of parts of me that are just kind of like sniveling and I'll take it, you know, and I just don't want my son to have to deal with those feelings. So I want to be an example of him that, you know what, if somebody is a piece of shit, it's okay to call him a piece of shit and get him out of your life.
Well, I would agree. If you're asking for advice, I think that you can say, if someone is a piece of shit, you can help them to understand that. But name calling isn't going to help because not only does it tear somebody down, but they're going to do exactly what this guy did, is he's never going to learn that lesson. And if the goal is to really get through to him, then through love, you can explain, listen, you're a 40, I don't know how old this dude is, you're a 40-year-old man, and you're living like you live in a dump, and this is embarrassing for you, and you need to leave, and you have a lot of work to do before you can be considered a normal human being.
And I feel like, and maybe this is where I am wrong, is that I feel like what I did was I helped him as much as I could. Like I never once badmouthed him until this moment. Like after that moment, then I was like, okay, gloves are off, because it's like I've tried to help you. I tried to help him during the situation where I'm like, it's got to be embarrassing that we're literally going through.
Well, you did pull
through
his pants down.
Well,
no, I mean physically.
That was a joke. That was a joke. If he can't take a joke, we'll fuck him again.
Well, you guys had that party to when you first started working here, and you had a big sign that said his name on it, and everybody got to hit the pinata, but there was nothing in it but cat hair.
Yeah.
I thought that was a little much.
Really?
I thought that was a bit
again,
much.
And we're back.
For those of you playing at home in iTunes land, we had a little technical difficulty.
We ran out of batteries because of my long, stupid rant. I bought an 8-gigabyte card so we wouldn't run out of memory, and we ran out of batteries.
Good thing that happened in the middle of a show.
Now I'm going to buy, I have to buy an AC adapter because this cool thing has one.
So far, that really portable thing, it keeps getting bigger and bigger. It's got like two mics coming up the side like Mickey Mouse ears, and it's got a giant tail. I mean, the thing's bigger than my cell phone.
If you want to see a picture of it, just Google Olympus LS10.
It's the size of a first generation singular cell phone. I mean, the thing is giant.
The Nokia ones,
yeah. Okay.
So what we were saying is that we put a pinata of cat hair.
Yeah,
up, that and that again strong. Was a joke. Yeah, was what I was saying.
and you tagged his car and beat him. That was a little much. And when you rent off on him in the middle of your podcast that goes out to the world, that was a little much.
That's too much? Because see, here's what I was thinking. I was thinking that if he's smart enough to go, you know what? Because he did call me and say if I ever needed any favors. He tried to.
What? Like,
yeah, it was weird. One day I was showing the people who were moving in there and around the place, and then he shows up, and then we're leaving. They leave, but they went downstairs, and he thought they were gone, and I was leaving because I can't look at him in the face because I'm just so angry at him. And he said, he goes, we're good, right? I said, Jordan,
get out.
I said, just get your shit out, and we'll be fine. That's all I need you to do. And now, here's the thing. This all happened.
He needs you to validate his pitiful existence.
Yes, because here's the thing. This is what I realized. In a lot of ways, I am him.
No.
You know what I mean? In that I seek validation of even scumbags like him, of people that that are just on the bottom of the totem pole, in my opinion, that I still want them to like me. And the fact is, I just don't want my kid to do that. And I don't think it's paternal is the word that came to mind. But it's not masculine that I'm either trying to say either. But it's just, I just want to be a good husband and a father for my wife. And when I created a kid,
how'd you do that?
Oh, that's a whole other story for episode 217. But when I created this kid, it made me feel like I want to be a better man for him. And that it does, for me at least, I started to say like everybody does this, but for me it does. It makes you feel like, you know what, I got to do something better because that's, I'm the example now. you're obligated to set some kind of a bar, wherever that bar may be.
You're a really good father. Last week after the podcast, Jacob wanted to play while you were trying to edit the podcast, and he came up to you, and in his baby sign language, after playing for 10 minutes and he walked away, Jacob got interested in a ball or something. So you, Justin, tried to take the opportunity to finish editing the podcast, and he came up to you in his baby sign language, grabbed your hand in the most saddest face ever, tugged on it, and then signed the word please while saying dada.
For those of you, please is when you're supposed to take one hand and do a circle around your chest as please, from what Natalie has taught me. What he does is both hands, but in this particular, and he rubs his whole torso. Yeah. Like, but yeah, he, and it's
melted
hard.
My heart. I wanted to give him a college fund right there.
This is the other thing that makes me angry at this piece of shit, is that because of the stuff that he does, I don't get to spend as much time with my son, and my wife is stressed out.
He also
because
broke up the Beatles and cracked the Liberty Bell. This guy is the Antichrist.
I was not aware of this. We're going to have to hit pause on this because I got to go find him and give him a piece of my mind.
How dare you, Lennon?
And here's the thing. There's also, in his defense, too, again, I called his wife a piece of shit, and this is from the outside looking in. I've had all of two conversations with this woman, but
here
that doesn't matter. We have an unknown number.
All right, unknown number.
All right, you are now live on the Second Funniest Podcast with Justin and Kevin. You are unknown number. May we ask who this is?
This is Jerem Brown.
Oh, hey, Jerem the Mormon Brown. How are you, my friend?
Pretty good. So why are you angry?
Are you listening on Ustream, or are you just...
On Facebook about 20 minutes ago, I posted, Justin is angry. Call this number.
I'm sitting here waiting for Chinese food. I checked my Facebook, and I saw Justin is angry. Call this number.
Well, you'll have to listen to the podcast because he just told the story for the past 35 minutes.
Yeah, I can't go into it again, but here's what I will tell you in brief is that the guy that I replaced is a piece of shit. I want to be a better husband and father and set an example as a good man for my family. So I had a raving where I told him to get the fuck out in the whole courtyard in front of the apartment. Not thinking, I wasn't doing it to make a show. I didn't think of that until somebody came up to me afterwards who lives in the building and was like, by the way, we heard you this morning. And we were like, yeah. And I was like, oh no, I was embarrassed. I was embarrassed.
Jerem, how do you handle things when you're
angry? That's a good question.
How do you deal with anger?
Well,
help Justin out. You know Justin. He's an angry
guy. You complain? Is that what you do?
Yeah, I guess I just complain to my wife now.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're married now, right?
Yeah, I just complain. She knows. She hears it all the time.
Just so you know, Jerem,
I do it a lot.
In the future, when somebody asks you if you're married, you want to go, yeah, not, yeah. Just throwing that out there.
I'm still in that stage where I don't know what to do. Okay.
I would love to watch the reality show that would be Jerem and his new bride, because I do feel like Jerem kind of would fit that stereotypical husband role of, even now he sounds confused, even though this whole marriage thing was his idea.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Like you popped the question, you went out and got the ring and everything, but then immediately, as I'm sure you're well aware, once it came down to the wedding, like you lose all control over everything. And then all of a sudden, next thing you know, you're just this guy who's being told what to do all the time, right?
See, lose control is an overstatement there. I'm starting to realize I never had control.
Oh, yeah. She was pulling the strings the whole time.
See, for
yeah,
me...
Yeah, I'm just a puppet in this giant puppet show.
See, because you're a nice guy.
I don't mind it. It's okay.
I'm a nice guy to you're a nice guy to everyone, including your wife. I'm a nice guy to everyone except for my wife. Mm-hmm. And then now this piece of shit guy. So, and that's why, so for me, it's taken the last 12 years and now I've officially lost control. Like I don't have any say really in anything anymore. Because the other thing is, and maybe you'll see this too when you have kids, Jerem, is that they add a level to where it's like if she has to take care of the child because she's the mom and that's what she's good at biologically, she's better at it than
she's
you.
She's built to do it. She has those pheromones.
Yeah, and the boobies. Uh-huh. Let's not forget about the boobies. Not this is weird that I'm talking about your wife's boobs. I know you're newlyweds.
Oh, I thought you were talking about your wife's boobs.
Oh, yeah, maybe I was.
Got it.
Thanks, kid. But you know what I mean? She's got all the stuff, so it's like when she's busy with them, now it's like, oh, now you have to help. Because back in the day, I mean, I would even venture to guess your dad, Jerem, probably had little to nothing to do with you when you were a baby. You know what I mean? Like, old school men never had to help with babies. It was just like, that's women raise the baby.
That's pretty true. That's pretty true, yeah.
I mean, my father didn't really, he couldn't change a diaper because it made him sick, is what I'm told. not the poop, BS. Just my face. It was my face. No, I'm kidding. No, it was. It did. It made him sick.
BS.
Wait, are you saying that I'm lying or are you saying that he shouldn't be sick by baby poop?
He's lying.
My dad?
He was lying then and he's been forced to stick to that story for 30 years.
Because my mom said it and they're divorced. So. Oh. So she could be lying. But I do know that there was once told stories that he used to have to feed me a lot and take care of me because she would get tired super quick. But whatever. That's neither here nor there. What's going on with you? You're getting Chinese food, Jerem. Can we ask what you're getting?
Are you getting an egg roll?
I'm going to get chicken lo mein and was it beef with broccoli? I can't stand it myself, but my wife loves it. So.
Hold on. Really you sweet. Can't handle the beef with broccoli?
Stand it.
Yeah, it bugs me. Oh. I don't know why.
That's not a Chinese food. That's like Taco Bell of Chinese food. That's like made for white people.
You gotta stir fry it. You stir fry it by an Asian, then all of a sudden it's Chinese food.
Well, it's a Mexican who's making. Even if you're in Utah,
it's true.
But here's the reality too. You gotta get like something with a kung pao in it. You want something? You gotta try. You gotta broaden your horizons. You know what I mean? Get her something spicy.
Yeah, and she loves that kind of stuff too.
Yeah.
What are you doing? You know you're on a live radio broadcast, right? Can you
what
not
you
sort your mail right now?
The man's getting food for his wife.
Oh, fair enough.
Yeah.
It sounded like he was going through envelopes.
He's, Kevin, gosh, judgment day.
What are you doing?
I just went and got food for my wife, and now I'm going home.
Oh, okay, fair enough. So you weren't sorting your mail?
I wasn't what?
Sorting your mail.
Sorting? No, not right now. It's a little too late for that. I do that around 4, you know?
I do get it. We've lost Justin. You're right over there. You're catching up in the chat rooms.
Yeah, I was trying to figure out the BTNYC was saying, if you like it, then you'll put a ring on it. Are they just quoting Beyonce lyrics?
We've been having a whole conversation.
Oh, okay. Well, that's great. That's what I wanted this to be. That's awesome because you're good at typing and I'm good at talking
there
too
it
much.
Is.
So they're talking about Jerem. She's talking, or BT. I don't know if it's a she. That's I'm sorry, BTNYC.
It's Brian Tyler.
Oh, Brian Tyler. Hey! Go Dairy Queen. Was it Dairy Queen that he used to like? I can't remember. But anyway, so you've been married for how long now, Jerem?
Going on 6 months, the 15th, in a couple days.
6 months. So, Natalie said next month it'll be 7. Man, Natalie is such better friends with all of my friends than I am.
She just spends time on Facebook. You think she's taking care of your child, but really...
She remembered the invitation. Ooh. And I think it's still on our fridge, too.
Oh, well,
we have a thing when people give us the save the date or the invitation and the magnet, because that's the new thing. You put it in a refrigerator magnet. Or if we just get a paper one, we use one of the refrigerator magnet ones and stick it on there. There are people that have been married for 4 years that their announcement is on our fridge right now.
So did they get married? Or
who? Those people?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, but since divorced.
Oh,
Are you seeing my announcement still up there?
I'm pretty sure it is. I can't see my fridge from here, but I would be shocked if it wasn't. If it isn't, it has nothing to do with my feelings for you. I'm a huge fan of the Mormon, but it has more to do with the move, and maybe something didn't make it through the move because it was pretty quick when we tore apart that fridge.
Yeah, I remember.
And that's the other thing is during the move, Natalie turned a lot of them into a collage that is somewhere in this new house someplace or whatever.
Wait, you moved again?
Yeah, I moved. I'm over by the Burbank Airport. I'm a landlord.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm actually coming down there this summer. So
great.
Do another Shakespeare contract.
Well, then you should come by, and then you can be a guest on the podcast instead of just calling in.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, that's what we do in Utah. I guess we just call in.
Yeah. So here's what I'm gonna do.
Get Chinese food.
I'm gonna end this this call so you can go back and feed your lovely bride. But I just want to know, at 6-7 months, I'm going to say that you're banging around about 4 or 5 times a week right now. But if I know that you're a gentleman, and that if you don't want to answer, you could just hang up the phone, and it'll make a little noise, and we'll know that you hung up.
Click.
You just made the click noise?
Yeah, you're right. I shouldn't talk about stuff like that, but...
But I'm going to anyway. Yeah.
Well done.
No, I just wanted to say, I'm not sure if you got my text the other day, Justin, but I have a friend at work who apparently heard of this Justin Worsham guy.
Yes, I did get your text, but I didn't respond because I'm an a-hole.
Yeah, that's true, too. But
yikes.
No, he heard of this Justin Worsham. It wasn't from me. and he starts quoting your set.
Are you serious?
Right in the middle of work.
Oh man, you just
and I'm just like,
day.
What the heck? Where did you get that stuff?
Are you?
The jokes sound so familiar, and I'm all, did Justin steal it from somebody? I'm sorry, I thought that. But,
no, it's okay.
But that's... no, he started like. That me and another guy were complaining about how much bed we get in at night with our wives.
Uh-huh.
And then he comes up being not married, and he just goes, yeah, you get a karate chop to the learning. Nice. And I'm just like, what? Where did you hear this? He goes, YouTube.
Oh, that's funny. That's great.
So, yeah.
When you sent me that, I thought it was somebody you told about me and that they were now, like, quoting me or whatever.
Oh, no. I mean, I tell people about you. In fact, he's been trying to get you to come. I work at a theater, a presenting theater. We have comedians. We have all kinds of people. We had Stomp come in.
Yeah.
Just up here in Provo. And he's been trying to talk to the theater manager and roping you into coming out.
Awesome. Well, here's what you could do. Send him to Heath Heitch and look at and try and get in touch with him, because he would be a fantastic headliner for a show out in Utah. It's very, and but you put me and him together, and it's an outstanding family show. Can't be beat. I guarantee that show. Honestly, I would. Like, I'm not.
This is true for everybody out there. You can book the Heath Heitch Justin Warsham show. Just a reminder, you're not on a private phone call.
Excuse me?
Yeah. Oh.
Well, right now I am. Jeremy is all that matters. But yeah, let me know. And, that's great. Thank you very much, Jeremy. You just took my totally shitty week and put a nice little candle on it, or piece of candy. I don't know.
And put it all live on a podcast.
Yeah.
I appreciate Jeremy's candle candy.
Hey, we'll talk to you guys later.
Thanks, Jeremy.
Okay, love you, Jeremy. Bye.
Okay, bye. We had a call while Jeremy was coming in. Let's see if they left a voicemail. I'm wondering what movie came out this week so we can figure out who the drinking buddy is. Let's see what these voicemails are here. That's a hang up.
Awesome.
Hey, what's going on, brother? This is Ruben Irvin from Orlando.
Oh,
your radio show. Give me a call back at 407-753-9700.
There we go. That was close.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if it matters. It's not like we're not Howard Stern.
Right,
people
right.
Going to start prank calling him, and I just didn't want
the volume on going out on Ustream.
Oh, thank
well.
You very much. Thank you. That sucks. I would have loved to talk to Ruben. I hope he's listening live.
Well,
if you're listening
live to Jerem.
Yeah, I know. if he's listening live, then please call again. But he's probably not. Oh, yeah, he is listening live. Ruben Irvin, how are you, my friend?
What the fuck is going on? I don't know if I can curse on your channel, but what the hell is going on?
Nothing much is going on here. We are about to talk about a Warrior Dash. What is going on where you are?
Well, I assume that it is about, 7:40 where you are right now?
8:40, yes.
8:40 p.m.
So it's almost midnight where you are, huh?
It's a coincidence. Because I am 8 shots deep, so we are on the same page.
What is your drink of choice, Mr. Irvin?
Right now, I don't know if you've heard of this, but there's a new rum called the Kraken.
No.
It's black Sprite rum. It's beautiful. It makes me want to do it with white girls, which is good because my wife's white.
But is she a girl?
Well, she's my girl, but you got to stay young.
Tweets and the Twitters, is that what you just said? With the tweets and the Twitters, like he's 67.
Ruben, I miss you guys like the desert misses the rain, dude. What's going on, man?
Nothing much at
all.
Well,
we have a podcast. So
we're doing a podcast,
sweet.
And you're on it. In fact, you're doing an internet radio show, but it's not going out as a podcast, though, but it's a streaming show. Why don't you go ahead and give that a plug real quick?
It's the show with House and Waru. My middle name is Waru, by the way. You can hear it Wednesday night, 8 to 10 on Ustream. Actually, 6 to 8 on Ustream. That would be Eastern time.
Uh-huh.
Yep, I live in Florida, aka the gun-shaped state. And yeah, that's where I live.
Is that what you think it looks like?
I don't think it looks like a gun.
Because I thought you guys were the dick of America.
It is the dick. It is the flaccid dick. Because we can't even punch a chat. But what's going on? I just wanted to call in because I can never get a chance to see you guys.
Yeah.
I saw Kevin like 8 years ago, and I saw you like 3 years ago.
Yeah.
And I wanted to say what's up and stay black and keep hope alive.
Wow, that's great.
And hope tuna. That's all the things I wanted to say to you all.
Yes, we can, my friend. Yes, we can.
Yes, we can. And yes, broccoli looks like trees. And that's what I wanted to say. And I subscribe to the pod pizzle. The eye pizzle.
Well,
and,
you being 8 shots deep, it's good because you... Oh, I cut you off. I said, you being 8 shots deep, it's good that you subscribe because you can go back and remember this conversation.
Yes, it should, because I'm going to be twisted like French ways here in a minute. But that being said, I'm glad I called in because now with me on here, you guys finally have made your quota of black people. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you so much.
It's so funny because we have a litany of black people in the chat room right now. In fact, we've been discussing black people in the chat room. So you're actually our third black person tonight.
Ooh.
Which is a record.
Careful, if you have more than five, there's a good possibility there's a bomb. A few white people to get to us, man. Al-Qaeda, think about it.
I love how all it takes is five, and now this is an urban show.
We're so close. So close. I don't think
you
I know any other black people.
You can officially subscribe to NAACP. Congratulations.
Awesome. Well, thanks, Ruben. Stay black.
I will stay black and leave from the waist down, and you all have a great night.
All right. Assalamu alaikum, my brother.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, that guy's funny. That is good times. All right, so now, according to the poll, we need to hear your warrior dash.
Yes, and I need to change the poll options because we've been discussing this in the inside the chat room.
Wouldn't it be great if you, you told the warrior dash story in the chat room while I was going off?
Yeah, they said they know. And then I just read it to you. The votes were, what story is next? Natalie's button, 0 votes. Warrior dash, 1 vote. Justin makes up a story about kittens, 0 votes. Oh, so that was close.
That's good.
So the new poll is, who is blacker? And this is a poll that the, I just realized I should probably preference this. This is a poll that the chat room asked to put up here.
Oh, okay.
Richard Roundtree or Samuel
Jackson.
I
don't even know who Richard Roundtree is.
And we'll just, really?
Yeah.
You should Google that action.
Okay.
And
I'll do that while you're warrior dashing.
Ruben.
Uh-oh.
We'll never know.
Wait, is this Ruben again?
Let's find out.
All right, you're on the second funniest podcast with Justin and Kevin. Is this Ruben again?
No, this ain't Ruben. This is another black person you know.
Black person number two?
Yeah, Brian Tyler. If this would be such a...
No, it's not Brian Tyler.
It is too, isn't it?
How y'all doing?
Huh?
How y'all doing?
Yeah, it's Brian.
Oh, it is Brian. Yeah. Sorry. It got very confusing.
Dairy Queen lover.
Yes, that's right. That's right. What was it that you said when we were going to Dairy Queen that one time?
Hail to the Union.
That's right. You know what's great for those of you listening who do not know Brian Tyler is that if you met him, he is not nearly as he sounds, not nearly as street as he sounds over the audio medium.
This is true.
He gets a lot of street cred that adds if you're just like hearing him. You know, not that you're not an intimidating brother. Let me make that clear, Brian.
Oh, yeah. I would not want to meet you in an alley.
Seriously, I would.
You would probably cut
if
me.
You sit next to me at a movie, I'm moving my wallet to the other pocket, is what I'm saying. But.
Well, put it this way, I'm probably just as white as Wayne Brady.
Mm. Brian Tyler gonna have to choke a bitch.
I will if I have to.
Are you whiter than Tiger Woods?
Nah, sleeping with a lot of women, that's pretty black. So.
Okay, a year ago, Tiger Woods.
how is life in the NYC, my friend?
Life is good. I'm poor but happy.
Isn't that how it always works out? Like, I found that if we have no money, that, because here's the thing, if you have no money, there's nowhere to go but up. So it has this natural uplifting feel to it. But if you have a little bit of money, then it's like, oh, I got to keep this money.
Right. I shouldn't spend it on anything like food or rent.
Although I did have a very, like, I guess for we keep doing these racial stereotypes or whatever, I had this very waspy moment today where I had to call Merrill Lynch to see if I could get a better rate on my mutual fund in my Roth IRA.
Oh.
Yeah, so I was going to, and I got to say, I have just under $50,000. I'm interested in investing in some funds with you. And then the guy hung up on me. So yeah, they don't like it when you do the old white guy voice.
Who doesn't?
I figured you'd be a
two-in
just for using that voice.
Exactly. That's, I wanted them to think, oh, well, he's clearly going to be putting more in there. And I don't know why they all talk like characters in a cartoon.
I say, how clever.
Well, then, this is highly very interesting. So when you say that you are poor, do you have a place to live? You clearly have a phone.
Yeah. I have a place to live. I just don't have a full-time job per se, but ooh, that's all right. I'll make it work.
Okay. So you now, what does a Brian Tyler without a full-time job do? Do you do temp work?
Yes. Oh. And I freelance. So I do everything.
What's the craziest place that you've temped? Wait. Hold on. Well, let's answer that first question first.
Craziest place I've ever temped. That's kind of hard. I've done a lot of stuff. I mean, I've packed boxes. I've moved offices. I've written reports. I can't really say. It's been a lot of stuff.
Then when you say, together. How about this then? When you say freelance, what does that mean?
It means I'm like half Jamaican because I have like 5 jobs.
Here's what I say. I'll throw this out there because I know that you can make a decent wage if you're willing to sweat a little bit. Hang out at a U-Haul, and then when somebody pulls up in a car that is not a U-Haul truck, just run at them raising your hand, and they're going, hey, 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 you need help? You need help? Hey, hey, hey. And then people will pay you to help them move.
But only if you speak good English.
Yeah.
Yeah, biblioteca.
Right.
For the record, I would have hired these. I had a translator who I brought with me.
Oh
racist.
I did. Wait, was it the guy out here that was working on the...
No, that's the cabinet guys. There was one of the painter's employees.
He didn't speak a lick of English, and he was trying to get in the building when I tried to come in tonight.
Yeah.
And he was standing there waiting for me to open the door, and I'm like, what are you doing in here? And he's like... I said, where are you going? No, speak of the English. He just kept pointing. I'm like, okay, well, I'm going to watch you to see where you're going.
He's like,
pretty much.
This guy funny.
He said in Spanish, so rojo.
Negro frijoles.
Red black beans? Biblioteca.
That's like Jamaican version of those.
Oh, those things are sweet,
red beans and rice? Anyway. So, go to a U-Haul or hang out at a hardware store. Maybe you can learn a trade or something like that. I suggest that. Just throwing it out there.
I don't know about that. I'm a bit too dainty for all that.
Are you a pretty, pretty princess?
Oh, all right. Well, Brian Tyler, unfortunately, we still have to hear the rest of Kevin's story. So
we're like 20 minutes over right now.
Yeah, I gotta cut it short. But I would love to. Please call back again whenever you get a chance. I hope I'm not being rude. Am I?
Not at all.
Not at all.
Okay. Good.
He's been on chat all night. He's okay, chimed good. In all sorts of ways.
All right. Well, thank you, Brian, and take care. And we look forward to Dairy Queening it up with you.
Okay. Love you. Bye. Okay. Love you too. Bye.
Awesome.
All snacks. They've been telling me to tell you things all night long.
Brian has?
All of them.
Tell
the chat
me what.
Room is just all sorts of things.
Well, no, we have a voicemail.
Okay, and voicemail. This is
and it was a hang-up.
Oh.
All right, let's hear your warrior dash. Do we have time?
Sure, totally. Wait, well, first, there is a request for Natalie's button story. Do you want to tell it, Natalie?
With Jacob, why he knows the word button.
Where he thinks buttons are.
It's not that
I think it's pretty funny. Kitty was going to call, right, but she didn't make it.
Jacob, well, actually, it happened the other day when I was in the shower, too. I was in the shower, and Jacob was standing there just looking at me, and he was pointing at my boobs, and I was like, what are you doing? And he looks, and I'm getting closer. He sticks his finger out, and he goes, button?
And since then, I think he's copped a feel on your lady friend as well.
Well, that's because she took a basketball, she said, and put it under her shirt. And then he was freaking out, trying to knock the ball out of her shirt. And then later, he just started tapping her boobs, saying, "Ball?"
Like, confused.
He was like, "Did you stick a ball in there?"
Maybe she shouldn't babysit for us
yeah.
anymore. Speaking of which, she brought me the ball.
Oh, thanks, Jacob.
A.K.A. your girlfriend's breast.
Wow, boobs.
All right, Second Warrior base. Dash.
All right, so the Warrior Dash takes place down in El Sonora, past Corona. It's about an hour and a half's drive, past not one, but two Chick-fil-A's. And that's how far out it is that it's in Chick-fil-A County.
That must be part of the dash. You got to pass up that good, delicious fried food before you run your guts out.
Oh, believe me. When we got there, Mick Wingert and I had purchased suits the day before at a secondhand store at the American Veterans Disabled Club of People with Thrift Store thing.
It's a long name. They fit that on one
side? It's like an acronym. I think it spells Weeblows or something.
I think it said Weeblows, because Weeblows, that's a different story.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
So he took a scissors to his suit and cut it up to look at all jagged and warrior-esque. He looked like Fred Flintstone.
Like those guys from when they did the Office Depot commercial in the jungle.
Yeah. I just wore a suit. Now, there's a costume contest. There's guys in Spider-Man costumes, Ultimate Warrior, Xena, Princess Warrior.
Like Ultimate Warrior is in WWF.
Yeah, there was a guy dressed up like that and did not have the build to support it. There were
dudes. The hair. That's what's important.
He bought a wig. There were guys in Viking costumes. There was just a dude in a Speedo. I mean, all
he was the
of
one
stuff.
Who's taking it seriously.
So our crew, there weren't many of us in costumes. In fact, Mick and I were the only guys in costumes. A couple of the ladies dressed up as Xena and other things. We kept talking about this race, and people would tell me, you know, you don't want to wear a suit. You're going to be running. I'm like, it's not a real run. There are obstacles in the middle of this thing. It's not going to be a big deal. There's a costume contest. Yeah. I can run, and if I need to stop, I'll stop.
If you're not supposed to wear a costume, they wouldn't have a contest.
Exactly. That's you right now. Yeah. I pushed them down.
into one of the obstacles.
You know, I don't make fun of you when you get mad.
A little bit.
I do. Kind of a lot. Especially in the chat rooms.
Wait, what? What you're going back to
yeah,
right
exactly.
now?
Exactly.
Maybe I should be checking in on the chat rooms.
No, you won't listen to a word I'm saying. You can't.
You know what's funny about the chat rooms, too, is that you're signed in under my account.
I know.
So you're chatting as me.
I keep having to tell people, this is Kevin. That's why he can talk and I can talk
why
to you.
Why don't you just make your own account on Ustream?
I would. But this is connected anyway.
We could sign it up again.
Let's not talk about this now.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're right. I'm not very good at this. I apologize.
It's okay. You can't be guilty of anything but being yourself. Meanwhile, now I'm distracted by your PS3, which
That's
Natalie
a backhanded insult, which was amazing.
No,
that you
it
pulled
was
that
good.
Off.
I meant it sincerely.
Not helping.
So we do this race, right? And so you come upon, after about, I don't know, 5-10 minutes of running, it's a 5K, which is little over 3 miles. And I'm like, well, I used to run a 7-minute mile in high school. How bad could this be? So I start jogging. I start getting tired. And I'm like, oh, where are the obstacles? Because in my dumb mind, this was going to be more of an obstacle course than a run. And what it became is a run with distractions. And my knee is starting to hurt just telling this story. Because the very first obstacle was very cool. It was a house-sized pile of hay stacks. So you just have to climb over the haystacks and get to the other side. You can't go around. If you go around, you get disqualified. You have to go up and over. But you can work together as a team. Take as long as you need. So I'm like, I'm going to kill these things. And I don't know what I was thinking. Maybe it's because I had ran for 9 minutes, which is longer than I've run in 10 years. I put my knee up in this really weird way and pull myself up wrong. I literally lay my right knee flat on the haystack and then hoist myself up vertically that way. So I really damaged my knee doing that. And I didn't realize it because the next task is a bunch of cars. They're just junked up cars. And so you have to like crawl on top of the cars to get over them.
This is awesome.
It was pretty great. You would have loved it, except for the running. But there's broken glass on the cars, and I cut my hand. And so, not bad. I just kind of puncture it because I just grabbed it stupidly.
It's a warrior run, dude. You got a warrior.
I didn't complain. I was a warrior. So then we're running, and now my knee hurts, and I've cut myself. But I have the adrenaline of the warrior's rush, and all the guys are way gone, and I'm in the back with a bunch of girls. And so I'm trying to keep pace with some people.
Like even your buddy Mick was gone.
Oh, he was long gone from the beginning.
Does he run like, normally or no?
He was just, he's just, you know, I'm not, this is the ultimate lesson is that I am not in shape. And yeah. funny enough, playing video games doesn't do anything
Wait,
for your
what?
Body to make it stronger.
Hold on a sec.
Yeah, I would think, because I can jump over a car by pressing one button.
So what you're saying is I cannot outrun Ray Buchanan in a fly pattern not and a, win an NFL playoff game?
Not in reality world.
Excuse me?
Yeah, I know. Let's go try right. it. Give him a call. If you're listening, Ray Buchanan. You can call into the podcast. So we go along for a little while longer, and I'm running the suit. And it's a long stretch. It's probably a mile and a half. And finally, we get to like the halfway mark where they give us water and stuff. And then the tasks get kind of lame, where it's supposed to be the tunnel of terror. And they put cardboard tubes on the running track on this trail. And then you get to walls. One of the girls was so afraid of the walls. She'd been stressing out, emailed all of us. So how are we going to get over this wall? Guys, I'm going to need help. I don't have upper body strength. Seriously, the walls were like 2.5 feet tall. You just step over. Like, this is not an obstacle course.
Awesome.
So then we keep going for a while. Now my knee is just killing me. I can't run for more than, you know, 4 minutes without having to stop and, like, I need to walk now. And this pushed out my time. Something terrible. But then we go along and there's, like, a plank walk, which is pretty cool. And they start making fun of us. They're like, oh, the golf cart's behind you. That means they're afraid you're going to drop down dead. Ha, ha, ha. I'm like, shut up. I'm in a suit. So then we kind of come around the corner and we have to climb a cargo net. And it takes forever for everybody to get over the cargo net just because there's a line. But then we're finally at a place where the spectators can see, because what they've done is separate the spectators from the racers so that they can sell. There's cameras at every obstacle. So in about a few days here, I'll get a photo package and I can buy like pictures of me doing all this stuff and pictures of friends. So finally, the friends can see us. And we run down. And now the thing about the Warrior Dash is this is the first time it's been in Southern California. This is something that happens like, you know, over in the Midwest where there is terrain. But there isn't terrain in Los Angeles and Orange County. There's just this is like a jogger's trail next to a man-made ravine that is really a water. What are those things called? A levee?
Moat.
Yeah. No, what, that keep the water.
Levee, yeah.
Yeah. So they're trying to do things to it to make it cool. And so the track, like literally... As you go along, suddenly they're just signposts pointing you to the water. And that's it. Like, now you're running through the water. And then up the hill, up some tires. Like, oh, wow. Whereas in the pictures, it's like you're running and suddenly you're in a mud pit. And yeah. you're there and then you're doing something else. So the last thing is this mud pit that they're just piling wet dirt onto the trail. And you're running through it. And so there's these videos of me on YouTube. And the rest of our team they just run through it and people are splashing around. They're having a great time. I hit that mud after running for an hour and my knee is killing me. My hand is bleeding and I dive into the mud. And finally my suit pays off because I'm wearing full body suit. I can just land in the mud. It doesn't touch my skin. I don't care at all. It splashes up in my face. People are screaming my name. I stand up and I am half an inch from throwing up.
And so that means the puke is at your Adam's apple.
I'm like, people are screaming, come on, you can do it. Because now the finish line is maybe 40 feet away, if that.
Now on this video, can you see this on your face?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Because it just look. I'm standing, I'm like, I give a Richard Nixon, like, yeah, but I have mud in my hands. I'm holding it and I throw it on the ground. And I just keep walking. And I'm walking with the most determination. I'm just step after step. And people are screaming, come on, you can do it. You can do it. I'm thinking, guys, literally, if I run, I'm going to cross the finish line, bend at the knee, and throw up right here.
What a great way to end the Warrior Dash.
You know, and I thought about
it. Like, cross the line, yeah!
Right on a camera. Just spray it all over the whole thing. So I crossed the finish. I did jog the last 10 feet just to make sure it looked good. But earlier, there's some amazing pictures of me leaping over fire in a suit. So I'm going to make them right now. You can see on my Facebook is a picture of me in a suit climbing over logs and water. So it was pretty cool. And I think
can you add them to the second funniest Facebook?
Absolutely. Okay. I absolutely will. And so then once you pass it, we get some Gatorade. I had four glasses of Gatorade. I kept bothering them to give me more. And then we had beer.
But did that make you feel better? Or?
It did, actually. Really? Yeah, everybody had one beer, and because I was so dehydrated and tired, I'm like, I probably can hit two. Yeah. And I could. It was fine.
So next year, you going to do this again?
Oh, yeah. Of course. You're going to do it, too.
Excuse me?
You're going to come. You're going to have a great time.
No.
There was a guy there with their 4-month-old there. They didn't run the race, but she was in a warrior Viking helmet.
The 4-year-old was?
4-month-old.
4-month-old, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
But then on the way back, all of us warriors went to Chick-fil-A, and here's what happened. I drove, and I didn't realize how sore I was or how tired my knee was, and I literally got out of the car after 20-minute drive up to Chick-fil-A, and I almost couldn't stand. Yeah. My knee, my thighs burning, everything. Today,
I was
still
limping. Did you take some ibuprofen or something?
Yeah, immediately.
Yeah, you got
So every Saturday now is Kevin jogs up the hill day so that I can build up strength.
Oh,
and not
you're already training for the warrior
day. Just for life, really, because I realized if I can't run 5 miles and jump over some things, if there's ever a need for that in my life, I'm going to die.
Yeah. You know what's funny is that, you know, have you seen that movie Zombieland yet?
No, I want to.
Okay, spoiler alert. In the first, like, 5 minutes of the movie, they talk about this guy saying in Zombieland, he has these rules or whatever, and rule number one is cardio. And he has this thing where he has to run in a circle to outrun because he has the keys, but he can't get the key in the door before these zombies attack him. So he has to stop, and then he runs around the parking lot, and they chase him in a circle because they're stupid zombies.
Right.
And so he comes back to the car and tries again, and like it's like, ding, cardio. And I remember watching this going, man, maybe I should start running. Because like what you just said, if something happens that I need to run, then I'm like, if zombies all of a sudden take over.
Exactly. That's kind of what I was alluding to, like alien invaders. Yeah. But I didn't want to admit that. So thank you. This is why we do a podcast together.
Yeah, because our minds work the same.
Meanwhile, while I was distracted, somebody is spamming our chat room with some really disturbing...
Yeah!
Please don't read it.
Why? That's hilarious.
I've removed half of them, but they've been doing it for a while.
Half of the comments or half of the people? Yeah,
no, half of the comments. I've been trying to go through it and remove it. This is why I can't tell stories.
It says, baby, I want your monster Brazilian... cock in my wet America. And it's O'Reilly, I guess, is a chick name, huh? I thought it said sure. Ryan Carter. Oh, gosh. Oh, that's funny. Well, Riley, thank you so much for bringing your wet pussy to the show. Thank you for misunderstanding our ethnicity and thinking that we were not American.
This is what happens when we expose ourselves to the real world.
But unfortunately for you, Riley, you have rubbed your wet as hell pussy raw for no reason at all, because we're just some white dudes from California.
Yeah, and there's like the our fellow chatters are even saying, wow, hitting a wide audience, all four of us.
Well, maybe she's under the understanding that one of these men of color, as I'm sure they do not like
true.
To be called,
yeah, yeah.
Maybe she thinks, the Brazilians, just so you know, Riley, that's not, those are African Americans. They are not Brazilian Americans, and I'm sure that they do not get confused at all. For each other.
For Alicia, that is baby Jacob in the background there. Justin was angry. He's vented all of his frustrations. You should download this episode. It's available on April 16th to find out why Justin was mad. And check it out there. It's available on secondfunniestpodcast.com.
I like NorCal Chef. You sound Brazilian. I don't know if that's supposed to be an insult or it's just, no, you guys sound Brazilian. Because I didn't make a Portuguese reference at all. Oh, here's something for you, Riley, if you like Brazilians. Boniteza no pão na mesa, which is Portuguese for beauty does not put bread on the table.
Bia!
On behalf of my good friend Kevin
Bill. Who is blacker, Richard Roundtree, Samuel Jackson, or Ruben? One vote for each, so we'll never know who is blacker.
Or maybe they're the same. I never saw Richard Roundtree. All right, well, to all of our black audiences for being 2 months late to African American Appreciation Month, as the
never
black people
late.
Always
never
are,
forget.
A little late for everything. Get your credit in order. We'll be back next week.
I don't think we're going to be back next week. NCAAP is going to take us down.
I'm so proud of myself. Saying, okay, bye.
Thanks for listening to the Second Funniest Podcast. You can send us an email at show@secondfunniestpodcast.com, or you can give us a call at 408-228-4911. Or send us an email to podcast@justincomedy.com. Please, once a month, vote for us at Podcast Alley Also, check out our store at cafepress.com/justincomedy. All this information is available at secondfunniestpodcast.com. I'll be co-headlining at Wits End in Westminster. That's in Denver, near Denver, Colorado, July 14th through 18th. I'm going to be coming back to Rooster Teeth Feathers July 22nd through 25th. For all of my stand-up appearances, check out justincomedy.com. Hey, you love the Second Funniest Podcast. We love doing it. So go to secondfunniestpodcast.com. Click on the link to subscribe to the show for $2 a month. That's 50 cents a show. No big deal, right? You're also going to get bonus stuff. When I release my next CD, you get it for free. We're going to throw as many bones as we can to the people who help keep this show alive. Maybe we can start making money on this show. We can also maybe start doing it more often if that's what you want. That's what we want to do. So check out secondfunniestpodcast.com. Thanks. If you like this podcast, check out my other podcast called Dads Are More Fun. You could go to dadsaremorefun.com or just search for Dads Are More Fun in iTunes.